Hello and welcome in to another episode of Find the Edge with Nick and Cody, coming at you with our week 10 preview. The boys hot off a 7-3 week, 9-1 week before that, so 16-4 in our last 2 weeks. We have finally rounded into form after a tough start to the year. Cody, how are we feeling on this fine Wednesday afternoon?
I am feeling good. Had some work things I had to work through, but now just get to sit down, talk about the NFL slate this weekend, and prepare for Sunday. So one of my favorite times of the week for sure. Excited to get into it. And got to give you your props. I know 16-4 sounds great for the podcast. That is due to the best bettor in the United States, Nick McDonald, going 10-0 the past 2 weeks and somewhat carrying me through basically being close to 500 the past 2 weeks. So I got to appreciate you for that. But yeah, I am 21-24 on the season, looking to see if I can have a 4-1 or 5-0 week and try and at least get myself above 50% or right at it, and then hopefully up and at them from there. But how's your Wednesday going so far?
It's going all right. I appreciate the props, but you know, I like to win and lose as a group. Our pod is a community, and we are winning and losing together. I like to tail all your bets myself, so at the end of the day, I think
Sorry.
We are yeah still have the winning record overall, so we're doing all right. But yeah, I'm a little under the weather today, honestly. I might throw a few more games your way so I can take some of the load off of my vocal cords today. So we'll see which games maybe I don't have much of an opinion about, try to throw them your way. But
before we jump into it, I just want to say, if you are a loyal listener, listen to the episodes as soon as they come out, I apologize. Our week 9 review will also be coming out basically right before this week 10 preview. So if you want to go listen back on week 9 and see what went right and what went wrong, take a look at that episode as well. Just a complete mishap on my part. I just totally forgot to upload it. So that will be uploaded tonight as well as this episode you're listening to now. So if you want to, you know, take a little peek back into week 9, see what went right, what went wrong, make sure to do that. And while doing that, make sure you're subscribed, leave a 5-star rating, like, comment on the socials, all that good stuff for us. But just wanted to put that little PSA out there. That was my bad on that one.
All good, Cody. We appreciate your work on the back end with the audio side of things. We will go ahead and jump in with our Thursday night game to start. Bengals, Ravens. Ravens, 6.5-point home favorites. That line's kind of all over the place. You can find it between 5.5 and 6.5, depending who you like. Over under 53. That is juicy. Totals over 52 on Thursday night football are 14-5-1 to the under since 2003. Always have to be the wet blanket with the under plays. That is my go-to. But Cody, with it, T. Higgins doubtful in this game for the Bengals, that kind of takes me off of really my edge towards the Bengals there. I'd probably still lean that way, but it would just be a lean, not a strong push one way or the other. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't really have a say on the spread here. Both the teams coming off a massive win, so don't have the classic buy low, sell high opportunity here. If you're thinking about it from just a standings perspective, I mean, the Bengals are in a must-win situation basically the rest of the year. The Ravens could, I guess, afford to lose a couple of games here or there, but they definitely want to have a chance at the one seed. And with the Steelers playing well to start the season, they are still in a divisional battle in the AFC North. So can't really find a side to get on. Like you said, kind of being the wet blanket, I feel like the under may be where I have a little bit of action on this tomorrow night. Nowhere near confident enough to put it in my 5, looking to try and, have a big week. But AFC North matchup, a lot of points expected. And not that I see it being, an overall low-scoring game, but I could just see one of these two teams either disappointing or just these defenses stepping up in what is a big matchup for both teams. So have a slight lean to the under, but again, nothing that I'm going to put a lot of money on and nothing that I'd feel confident putting in my 5.
Yeah, not going to be in our 5. Little sprinkle on the Bengals money line. Joe Burrow does usually really well as a big underdog too. I believe he's 15-3 as against the spread as an underdog of more than 3. No Higgins takes me off the Bengals for the 5 consideration, but yeah, Bengals, and I would lean the under as well. They scored 79 points the last time these two teams met up a couple weeks ago in Cincinnati. So that's why this total is so high. But I feel like all the games, you know, I gave that stat out, 14-5-1 to the under, totals over 52. You know, you could have gone back to all those games and said, you know, those were expected to be shootouts as well. And it's just a big total. A lot of things have to go right for it to get there. So I would lean under and Bengals, but not going to be in either one of our five. Giants at Panthers. This one's actually in Germany, so this is an international game. Giants 6.5-point favorites now. That line keeps going up. Over-under is 40.5. Giants' streak of being underdogs ends at 24 games, and it's only fitting that it came to the Carolina Panthers because they just extended their streak of being underdogs to 30 straight games, the only team the Giants could have possibly ended this streak against, and they are not only favorites, they are 6.5-point favorites in Germany, and I think that's where you got to go here. Lean into the Giants. I know the Panthers won last week against the Saints, but there's a reason these Giants are 6.5-point favorites here. I think they're really trying to bait you into taking Carolina. This is the spot where I think Brian Daboll's superior coaching acumen comes into play. The Giants aren't a great team, but they aren't the worst team in the NFL that the Panthers are. So I think it'd be the Giants or nothing for me. It's not going to be in my five, though.
Yep, I lean the same side as you. I agree. They're definitely trying to get people to take Carolina. Wouldn't be surprised if we see this number stay right around 6.5, or maybe even they might hang a 7 out there just to see if they can get more Carolina money with a full touchdown. So I'm with you. If you're going to bet a side, it's going to be the Giants. I don't have a lot of confidence in them, but when you're playing the Panthers, basically any team besides the Saints, you want to be on the other side of that. And not necessarily a sell high part on the Panthers, but they're just a terrible team. Last week was a huge win for them, and I could see them coming out and just being the regular flat Panthers that they have been. The only issue is you are now trusting the New York Giants to make sure they score enough points to cover by basically a full touchdown, which, like you said, they haven't even been favored in a game in 24 straight games. So a little bit tough there. But, yeah, if you're going to bet a side, take the favorite. Typically the better team when you travel overseas and you're in these weird spots just ends up winning the game anyway. Overseas unders typically do hit at a solid rate. I know London was a little hit or miss this year, but this is also another game that I could see under 40.5 hitting pretty easily. Probably not a game, unless you're a diehard NFL fan, that many people are going to wake up and watch. I wouldn't expect a lot of points or scoring in general in this one. So Giants minus 6.5 under the 40.5 is where I'm leaning in this game.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of good memes out there that this is Germany's last punishment for World War II is the Giants and the Panthers in Munich. So I had a really quick note I want to make on the Giants. I think they're actually probably better than 2-7. Their 2-7 record indicates they've had a really tough schedule if you go back and look at all the teams they've played.
Yep.
The Minnesota week one, they're obviously 6-2, pretty good team. Coming into this year wasn't expected to be, but they are now. Washington 7-2, they played twice. Cincinnati at home, Philly at home, Pittsburgh on the road. Really the only three games you could say that they've played teams that aren't above average are Cleveland, Dallas, and Seattle, and they went 2-1 in those games. So I think the Giants are probably better than we give them credit for. In Carolina, yeah, I mean, they beat the Saints last week by one, but that was the Saints with losing Olave at the beginning of the game, and the Saints are 2-7 themselves. So I think, like I said, they're really trying to get you to take them here, and don't be a sucker. It's early in the week, but the betting percentages kind of tell the story here. 24% of bets on the Giants, 76% of money. So ride with the sharps if you really want to play this game. But if you don't want to back the Giants at 6.5, I don't blame you. Patriots at Bears is our first game in the Sunday slate. Bears, 6.5-point home favorites, over under 39. Stat of the game, Caleb Williams, completion percentage on throws of 15-plus yards downfield is only 30%. That is worst of the NFL of any qualified quarterback. Cody, I'm going to throw this one to you. I got to be honest, I have absolutely nothing here. A few more games coming up that I have some opinions on, actually the next three. But this one I got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago is honestly just a stay-away team for me. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I feel like I've lost every bet that I've had involving Chicago this year. Luckily, was very lucky to end up tailing you on the under in that Chicago-Arizona game because I liked them last week as well. So I just don't really know how to feel about this team. I want to like their team. I love their defense, but you know, maybe not in this matchup, but they're going to be, you know, at a disadvantage in most coaching matchups. This one's probably pretty even. But you know, on the flip side, I think the one time I did bet against them when they were a relatively big favorite, they blew the team out. And if you told me they blew out the Patriots and their offense clicked for this game, I wouldn't be that surprised. If you told me that this game is 14-10 and both teams just looked bad from the get-go, I wouldn't be surprised either. So I don't really know where to go with the Chicago team. The New England team, kind of the same, obviously coming off of a I guess actually a push. They were 3-point underdogs last week and they ended up losing by three. So I don't have anything for this game. Nowhere near anything I'd consider for my five, and I really don't even have a recommendation. Maybe the under, if you just want to take under 39 and bet on, you know, both the Chicago offense to continue to struggle and their defense to still be great, I'm fine with that. But besides that, I don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, it seems like a big number to be laying for the Bears coming off that horrible performance against the Cardinals. But if you want to take the Patriots, I'd say just be careful. For what it's worth, the Bears 4-0 at home, 0-4 on the road. One of those home games technically in London, so not really a home game, but still 3-0 at home, 4-0 on the or 0-4 on the road, and then 1-0 at a neutral site. But the point really is that they have won and covered at home against bad teams, and that would be what the Patriots are, in my opinion, in this spot. So tough spot for Drake May going into a hostile environment on the road against a good defense. I probably wouldn't lay it just for that. I don't really know what to expect from this Chicago offense, so I won't take them, but hard for me to expect Drake May to go in and light it up against a really good defense on the road. Anything else here?
Just interesting stat. Chicago has the longest home winning streak of any team in the NFL currently. So if you're building some, I think number two is the Chiefs, but number one is the Chicago Bears. I can't remember the exact number of games, but they do play well at home. So that's not just this year's team. They've been on a little bit of a run going back to the end of last year as well. At least I believe that's the case. I know it's a very shocking stat, but I'm pretty sure I did see that earlier this week. So if you're building some potential teasers or anything like that, may want to include the Chicago Bears because you can tease them down to basically a pick 'em.
Yeah, I saw that they're 0-18, their last 18 road games that fall within the normal Sunday slate, like 1 or 4.
Yep.
I guess we're betting the Bears at home and fading them on the road for now until we see otherwise. But this game we don't love. Next one, Bills at Colts. Bills 4-point road favorites, over under 46.5. This is a stat for the Colts bettors out there. Teams, the game after zero red zone trips, that would be the Colts last week. 62-45-3 against the spread, 58%. I believe that's the last 20 years. Usually, again, a good buy-low spot on teams that are super inept the week before. And, Cody, I'm going to throw it to you first to see where you land, but I do have a side here.
Yeah, I don't have too strong of a feeling yet on a lot of games, to be honest. Just a very busy work week for me so far, so I haven't been able to do as much digging as I like to. But I could see this just being a game that Buffalo overlooks. It's in Indianapolis, so that also favors the Colts a little bit. But just their upcoming schedule, the week after they'll play the Chiefs, then they're on bye, and they have the Bills, the Rams, and the Lions the three straight weeks after that. So they're going into a little bit of a tougher part of their schedule. Would not be too surprised to see the Buffalo Bills overlook the Colts here. Joe Flacco coming off of a relatively bad game, but was – basically they confirmed he's going to be the starter the rest of the season. So they're going to be basically bringing out the same team. I mean, if you just look at it, I want to bet Buffalo. I think they're a way better team all around than the Colts are, but this just seems like a great trap spot for the Indianapolis Colts to end up covering the spread, potentially even sneaking one of the Bills that might be overlooking this Colts team right now.
Yeah, great call there. It's the Colts all day. I really like it, actually. Above three, this will almost certainly be in my five. Great matchup. The way you want to attack the Bills' defense is running the ball. Indianapolis has a great run-blocking O-line and Jonathan Taylor. I hope they lean into it a little more than they did last week. I was disappointed that they kind of got away from the ground game as quick as they did, but Minnesota's defense is just good overall, so I get it. They were trailing and they kind of had to try other things in the second half at the very least. But I think they'll be able to stay in this game. Joe Flacco, these backup quarterbacks, you saw it with Jameis Winston last week too. They'll throw pumpkins up every once in a while. There's a reason that they aren't starters for NFL teams. But in general. I think Flacco will look better than that week to week. And, you know, you're getting this line based off of last week's result. So Flacco probably on a buy low spot in a pretty good matchup against a Bills team that you absolutely nailed it, Cody. They have the Chiefs game next week at home. They're going to be looking forward to that. I think this is a great spot to take this Colts team to keep this within a field goal at the very least. So if it's above three when it comes time on Saturday, we're going to take it. The other thing, this is similar to that Miami spot last week against the Bills. Percent of bets on the Bills, 90%. Percent of money, 85%. No one really taking the Colts, but the number has not budged. And I see it's actually moving towards the Bills slightly. There's 3.5s open on some books. So it's moving the other way despite the heavy movement on the Bills. I think that tells you all you need to know. The Colts 4-5. But remember, despite not covering last week, they are 7-2 against the spread so far this year. So they've kept every single game pretty close so far this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Broncos at Chiefs. Chiefs 8.5-point home favorites, over under 41.5. Underdogs off a 20-plus point loss, 57% against the spread last 20 years. That would obviously be my Broncos getting smoked last week against the Ravens. Little disappointed here. That Monday night game did not go the way that I wanted it to. I was hoping the Chiefs would roll the Bucs and we'd get a good number here on the Broncos. They struggled with the Buccaneers, unfortunately, won in overtime, and so this number came down. Still like it at 8.5. I'm definitely going to be on Denver. Not sure if it's going to end up in my 5 at this point, though. Cody, where are you at?
Yeah, I still feel pretty confident putting the Broncos in my 5. Unfortunately, as a Chiefs fan, we do not have the capabilities of really blowing anybody out. I mean, out of the 9-8 games the Chiefs have played this year, there's 2 games where they would have covered this spread. One against the very lowly Saints in the game where Derek Carr ended up getting injured, and then the other one was the week after against the 49ers, which if they make that 2-point conversion at the end of the game, then they would not have covered the spread. So they just don't beat teams by, you know, 9+, 10+ points frequently enough. And I think I've seen enough out of this Broncos team to feel pretty comfortable backing them this week. Obviously, I don't even know if it's actually a buy low spot on the Broncos. They've been a pretty solid team based on what people were expecting coming into the season. But coming off of a major loss is definitely a good time to buy a team. We basically know what this Chiefs team is. This thing's going to be within a touchdown, you know, basically coming down the stretch. And you just kind of got to hope that Denver's maybe the one with the ball and they score last and, you know, keep it within that, you know, 3-7 point range. But just this might be just my bias watching every Chiefs game as intensely as I have, but I just don't really see a way unless they, again, on the flip side of that, if they drive the field late in the game, kick a field goal to go up by 10 or something like that, maybe a way that the Broncos don't cover. But as we sit here, I think this one's going to be in my 5 for sure. I just don't have a lot of faith in the Chiefs to cover big spreads at all.
Yeah, I know. I'm just disappointed. I really wanted that 10, 10.5. I thought we were going to get it because the Bucs ended up having some bad injury news going into the night as well. One of their remaining healthy wide receivers, Jalen McMillan, was ruled out. So I just didn't see a path to them moving the ball. But credit to Liam Cohen, their offensive coordinator in Tampa, is pretty darn good. The guy that replaced Dave Canales, he figured some things out and probably, I think, did the best job of anyone so far this year against Spagnuolo, especially with basically none of his weapons available. I thought that was awesome. Pretty impressive showing from the Bucs. God, Todd Bowles, go for 2. What is wrong with you? But
absolutely.
Yeah, ridiculous. So I still like 8.5. I'll probably get there. But there are actually some other games that moved in the direction I wanted them to go. So this one kind of came down. Some other ones went the other way. And that, so this thing, it's just fallen back a little bit. I like it. I'm going to be betting it. Just might not end up in my 5 because there's actually a couple games that I do like quite a bit this week. So we'll get to those. But Atlanta at New Orleans, another divisional matchup here. Falcons, 3.5-point road favorites, over under 46.5. Teams, 22-17 against the spread after firing their coach in season since 03. It's actually not as impressive as a stat as you would have expected. But Saints plus 3.5, baby. Give it to me. I'm looking for any opportunity to fade this Falcons team right now. The Saints getting the dead cat bounce with the coach firing. And I just love these rivalry games when you're getting points at home. These divisional games are one thing, but you know, there are some divisional games that mean more than others, and this is the heated rivalry out of that NFC South that really matters. This New Orleans team played really well against the Falcons earlier this year too, lost by 2 points on the road in a game that they probably should have won. They gave up 2 scores on special teams and defense, so I think they match up okay. They're going to be missing Olave, but this looks like the Falcons are going to be missing London. Hopefully that cancels out to some degree, and I like the Saints at home getting 3.5 here.
Yeah, sell on the Atlanta Falcons. They have been on a solid run of winning games, but they have not looked like a very dominant team. Their defense plays well in spots, but overall over the course of a game, they're going to give up some points. So I'm with you here on New Orleans. Don't know if I love them to put them in my five, but you're 100% on the right side. Buy low on the Saints team. Obviously, you get the coach bump, and I mean, if we're being honest, Dennis Allen may have been the worst coach in the NFL. I know there's obviously some other candidates up there, but doesn't really bring a whole lot to the game plan on a week-to-week basis. So, the only thing that also a little bit scares me off is New Orleans was sellers at the trade deadline, obviously trading Marshawn Lattimore. So maybe a little bit worried there, but you're on the right side of the bet. I mean, getting 3.5, you get the extra hook, and yeah, this is a great – you know, divisional home underdog, right as the spot we like to play. I'm with you. I'm not fully there on the Saints yet, just for some other reasons, but that would be the side. If I had to pick one today, it would definitely be the Saints side.
Yeah, I just like Kirk Cousins coming off 2 straight wins and 2 straight covers.
That's
a spot I really want to fade. That's not something he can sustain normally, but I could easily see this falling on 3. So I just really like having that hook. If it's at 3, 2.5 on Saturday, it's probably not going to be in my 5 because I really like the hook in the spot, but we'll see where it ends up. Niners at Bucks, 49ers, 5.5-point road favorites, over under 50.5 points. Pretty juicy there. 49ers, stat of the game, 28th in red zone scoring rate so far this year. Really, really low for such a good offense. Christian McCaffrey expected back. I think that is absolutely key. Cody, I'll throw this one to you. How about you lead it off for me? Tell me what you think.
Yeah, let me ask you a question real quick. Do you have the Action Network pulled up by chance?
I sure do.
What is the percentage of bets and money on this 49ers team?
Actually, this is one game that's not showing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. I imagine they're going to be a very public favorite, and I hate to say it, but I think I'm on the side of the public with this one. The Tampa Bay team, honestly, has just been overproducing for what I believe their offensive talent is. I mean, you know, like you said, credit to their offensive coordinator. They've been putting together some great game plans, and Baker's been playing phenomenal for, you know, his caliber of quarterback play. And that's great. But this 49ers team coming out of their bye, get CMC back, you know, a full week to kind of prepare with, you know, when you lose a wide receiver like Brandon Ayuk, it's not very easy to get into the next week and just have a game plan just set, you know, with losing someone as talented as he is. Getting off the bye week, I think Kyle Shanahan's going to have a great game plan for this one. CMC will definitely be featured. And I like San Francisco -5.5 quite a bit. Again, only thing probably scaring me off of it is a public favorite, or at least I imagine it will be a public favorite. But it's hard not seeing the 49ers roll in this Tampa Bay team that, again, I think has just been overproducing from an offensive standpoint.
Yeah, you're right on the money here. Absolutely love the Niners. I'm not actually sold that the Bucks will be, or the Niners will be a public favorite. You know, they've not looked great. They're 4-4 so far this year. The Bucks were on a standalone Monday spot and covered and looked good against the Chiefs on Monday. So I could easily see the public at least splitting this, especially getting 5.5 at home. This reminds me so much of this game last year. The Niners played the Jaguars coming off their bye, and the Niners had been really reeling going into their bye. They were really beat up. They lost 3 straight, and then they were 3.5 point favorites on the road against the Jags team that at that point in the year, I believe, was 6-2 or something around there. And they were a big side. People were wondering why the Niners were still that, you know, those that big of favorites, and they came out and just blew them out of the water. I think this is just, like you said, it's going to catch up. These injuries are going to catch up to Tampa Bay. The Niners are in the exact opposite situation. They are coming off their bye. They just got healthy. D Debo should be much more healthy than he was at the last game. Jawan Jennings will be back. Ayuk's obviously done for the year no matter what, but Kittle was banged up as well. So I think a fully healthy 49ers team coming off their bye, Kyle Shanahan against this awful, awful Tampa Bay secondary. They are going to do whatever they want. Getting Christian McCaffrey back will really help them in the red zone as well. So I expect the 49ers to come out here and boat race the Tampa Bay Bucks. If this number's under 7, it's probably going to be in my 5 as well.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You made a good point. I just might be me thinking a little bit back to last year when everyone was just all over this 49ers team basically all season long. But yeah, you're right. Wrong, I mean, Tampa Bay's been a covering machine for the public, and San Francisco has not been. So yeah, you're right. There could be a good amount of the public coming in on this Tampa Bay team. I just, from my perspective, I'm waiting for just the game where, you know, their lack of offensive weapons just completely comes back to bite them, and it very much could be this week for sure.
Yeah, they're not getting Evans back. McMillan tweaked his hamstring late in the week last week, so I doubt he'll play. It's a tough situation. They showed out in that game against Kansas City, but if we're being honest, you know, if they don't get that touchdown at the end, it's a 17-point effort, and it's a good effort, but it's nothing that, you know, scaring you necessarily as a San Francisco team. This should be a game you win if you're going to compete this year in the NFC, and I think they will. Pittsburgh at Washington, Commanders, 3-point home favorites, over under 45.5. I got a couple competing stats here. Something has to give. Mike Tomlin, road underdog in his career. This is the spot you want to back him. 61% against the spread and straight up against rookie quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin, 25-5 in his career. He's done very well. Washington, though, they are tied with Detroit for the best ATS record in the league. They are 7-1-1 against the spread. They've been very impressive so far this year. I got to be honest, I think I would lean Pittsburgh here. My betting brain tells me that, but my football brain is very, very scared to go against Jaden Daniels only getting 3 points in his house the way he's been playing. This Pittsburgh defense, really, it's been good. I don't think it's as good as you imagine it is, though. You know, they've let teams move the ball on them. They've kind of stiffened up and created turnovers in spots, but you know, it's like that I just remember watching that Monday night game with the Giants and thinking, I just couldn't believe that Daniel Jones was actually moving the ball up and down the field. He couldn't finish drives, but you know, I wouldn't want to wish that same fate against Jaden Daniels. So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, their defense has been relatively solid against the run. It's pretty average against the pass. And like you said, they've kind of just stiffened up in the red zone and, you know, created some turnovers, which gives their defense a little bit more hype than it probably deserves. I don't know. I could honestly get talked into either side of this one, so I don't see this game making it into my 5.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You know, I would say, like, you tell me Washington and Detroit have the same record against the spread. Well, I think Detroit's in a completely different class than Washington is. So, like, I expect Washington's ATS record to probably come back, you know, have a little bit of regression, whereas the Lions could just have a phenomenal year ATS just with how good their team is. Mm-hmm. So, I, you know, kind of with you, betting brain, I want to be on Pittsburgh. I want to back Tomlin in this spot. Could definitely get talked into it by Saturday just through research and listening to some other people talk about it. But as we sit here today, I wouldn't feel great putting a bet, but slightly leaning the Pittsburgh side of it. But again, if on Sunday, if we look up and this game's 21-3 and Washington's offense is rolling, then you're just like, okay, yeah, I mean, no surprise there. Their offense has been phenomenal all year. So not very confident in this game as we sit here today.
Yeah, I don't think it'll end up in my 5. I think this is going to be a really fun watch. This is just such a, like, these two teams are very diametrically opposed as far as, like, what they want to do. You know, Washington's mostly offense, high-flying to some degree, high-scoring, not great on defense, mostly opportunistic. Pittsburgh, kind of the opposite, you know, slow, grinding offense and good defense. So it'll be a fun game either way, but I think the 3 number is just about right, so I'd probably stay off. Vikings at Jags. Vikings 4.5-point road favorites. This one also hopping around a bit because there's been some Trevor Lawrence news. Over under 45.5. He might miss week 10 with a shoulder issue. So just keep your eye on that if you're trying to bet this game. Minnesota 6-2 against the spread. They got back on the right side of covering last week against the Colts. The Jacksonville Jaguars, even though they're 2-7, I wanted to point this out, they're 5-4 against the spread. So they've been keeping some games close, probably better than you would have expected their record to be looking at their straight up 2-7 record. With that said, I don't really have anywhere to go here. I think I want to take the favorite, but Sam Darnold just scares me laying points on the road because he can, you know, he can kind of kill you with one or two plays. Does he throw? He holds the ball for so long that, you know, one defensive touchdown can really screw you in these type of situations. So I don't know if I'd be comfortable backing him. What do you think?
Yeah, I feel you. I'm very similar. I mean, I want to be on the Vikings. Everything football-wise is telling me to bet on the Vikings. But, you know, we kind of saw it in the beginning of that Colts game. The Colts defense isn't very good, and this offense kind of, you know, Sam Darnold looked like he was going to have a complete pumpkin game. Obviously turned it around a little bit in the second half. But I don't know. I think I probably just stay in a way just because I – you know, again, like you said, my football brain's telling me one thing, my betting brain's telling me another, and I just probably can't get enough confidence on either side to put it in my five. Yeah, honestly, probably staying away from this game completely. I really don't know. I feel like this game could have any sorts of outcomes. Obviously, if Trevor Lawrence gets ruled out, the line will move a little bit, and that'll maybe change something. But for right now, as we sit here, I just can't get to either side of this game.
Yeah, if this line balloons without Lawrence, I might actually like the Jags just because I don't think Mac Jones is necessarily a huge downgrade with where Lawrence is at right now with his game. I like Trevor Lawrence long term. I think if you get him the right coach, he could be a really good player. But right now, it's just not really working with Peterson. So this thing balloons to like 7.5 with no Lawrence, I'd consider the Jags. But where it is right now, I'm kind of with you. I don't really have any interest. Titans at Chargers, our next game here. Chargers 7.5-point home favorites. Over under is 38. My stat of the game is obviously going to be is going to have something to do with the under in this spot because I talked about it on the. I guess you guys haven't heard the review yet, but if you've listened to it, I talked about how I like the under 38 here. Titans 7 of 8 of their games so far. They have scored in between 10 and 17 points in regulation. They got to 20 last week in overtime. Every other game has been between 10 and 17 other than one. And it was the one that Cody had the under, and it was a wild, wild game where the Titans scored a safety and a touchdown within the last minute 30 of the game. So they really didn't even deserve to have the score that they did. 7 of 8 of Chargers games have been below this 38 number. The only game to go above it, again, another game, Cody unfortunately bet the under, and it was 39. So both these teams have just had a lot of trouble putting big totals on the board. That's definitely where I'd go here. I don't know why it's still at 38. I thought it would pop down at this point. Maybe there's something I'm missing. If Levis gets ruled in, that's the one thing that would pull me off this just because he's such a wild card both ways. Like, you know, he's going to give points up one way or the other. So it's Levis. It probably won't be in my five. I'm still betting it though. If it's Rudolph though, this will be in my five. You better believe it.
Yeah, I agree with you on the under. Absolutely. I know you're going to be all over that one without a doubt. I honestly also kind of like the Chargers -7.5. Okay. Obviously in an under, you're not really loving the favorite typically, but I just think this is two completely different class of teams. I truly think the Chargers are a threat in the AFC that not a lot of people are giving the praise that they should. I mean, the turnaround this team has had in 1 year under Jim Harbaugh is unbelievable and just shows you the value of having one of those top tier coaches. So I really like this Chargers team. I think the Titans team is, you know, They're going to be drafting probably in the top five, top six, looking at new quarterbacks next year. And this could just be a game where I see the Chargers just absolutely laying it on them. And I've said this a lot, but we'll do some more research into this number and see if I can end up on a side. But Chargers -7.5, if I had to take it today, I would definitely take -7.5. I just love this team right now.
Yeah, they've been pretty successful in this spot against bad teams the past couple weeks, covering at home against the Saints and Spencer Rattler with a big number, covering last week against Jameis. covering against us a couple weeks ago, the Denver Broncos, and then the Panthers earlier this season. So they have kind of taken care of these bad teams, and that's sort of what you'd expect from a Jim Harbaugh team that just plays good, solid, fundamental ball and does not make any mistakes. I think the Titans quarterback situation is going to tell us where to go with this number, whether it's a side or whether it's a total. Eagles at Cowboys. Eagles are 7.5-point road favorites. Over under is 42. Micah Parsons likely back for this one, but Dak Prescott will be out. I don't think he's been officially placed on IR, but he's expected to miss multiple weeks at the very least. Stat of the game, NFC East dogs of 7+ are 58% against the spread the last 20 years. Cody, tell me what you're thinking. I'm kind of torn on this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you know what CeeDee Lamb's update on his potential injury is? I know that he was...
So I'm pretty sure he has an AC joint sprain. It'll take a couple weeks to heal. He can still play, and re-aggravation is possible as well. But I think he's going to lean towards suiting up this weekend. So it'll be a, murky situation.
Gotcha. Okay. It looks like he's at least practicing on a limited basis, so should already be out there. I don't have a lot of confidence in this one, but it hasn't been working out well for me this year, but I just want to take the dirty dog with Dallas and they're going to find a way to keep this divisional game within a touchdown, and no one's going to expect it. I imagine there's going to be a bunch of tickets and a bunch of public money on the Eagles side, this is just one of those games where, as a say there's the professionals
looking at it right now
up on.
Guess what the percentages are.
I'd go 80 plus and I'll go 85 plus percent of tickets on the Eagles, 40% of money on the Eagles.
That's 83% of bets, so you were almost right on the money, but it's 86% of money. So all the money and all the tickets. Remember, it's early in the week though.
For
so
sure.
It's pretty much all just public Joe betting. So I wouldn't expect too much sharp money yet, but that's you were right on the money. It's all the bets on the Eagles so far.
Yep, absolutely. So that's kind of where my betting brain takes me. I do think this Dallas Cowboys team is just really bad. So sorry to our most loyal listener who's probably not going to be too happy with me saying that, but unfortunately this team is just, they're going to be pretty bad the rest of the year. I mean, not having Dak for an extended period of time is going to be rough for him. I kind of go back and forth because I do think Dak is, an average quarterback in the NFL, and you're not going to get that out of backups on a consistent basis. But if Cooper Rush just plays to 80% of what Dak is, I just feel like Dallas is going to keep this within a touchdown. So it's all just going to come down to if Cooper Rush can move the ball a little bit. Obviously, divisional game. Both teams are going to want to win, even with the spot the Cowboys are in. So it's a dirty dog, but I think Dallas is the side to be on. And it's gross. Not necessarily the favorite bet of the week, but it's a side that you just have to play.
If it was gun to my head, I had to play one side, I'd probably be taking the points with Dallas, but I really don't want to. There are some dogs I like better this week. I think what I'd really play in this game I'd probably just tease the Eagles down and take them to win. I'm pretty confident they're going to pull this one out. Cooper Rush, he had that one extended opportunity to start a few years ago, looked pretty good, actually. I believe he went 4-1 or something while Dak was recovering from hand injury or something like that, but that was a good Dallas team that had a good defense and a good O-line. That's not this Dallas team. This Dallas team does not have either of those things right now. The O-line's okay, but the defense is terrible, and I don't know what Cooper Rush is going to do when he has to saddle the load like Dak Prescott has had to so far this year. I think Dak Prescott is better than people give him credit for, and this game might go ahead and prove that. So I don't know if there's a line on Eagles like -20 and you want to sprinkle a little on that. I think it's possible that they just absolutely roll them here. And if you don't want to deal with the spread, I am pretty confident they're going to win this game. So I would just tease it down to 1.5 and, maybe find another game or two you like in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jets at Cardinals, our next one here. Cardinals 1-point home favorites. Actually, it's 1 point either way, depending on your book. Over under 46. The Jets have the best defense in the NFL as far as yards per play allowed is concerned. I was pretty surprised to hear that. I feel like they've been somewhat disappointing this year, but overall, they've actually held it together pretty well. Cody, I'll start real quick. I do like the Jets here. That's where I want to be, but why is this number at 46? I feel like that is so high. After last week, 44.5 with the Bears. This is a pretty similar situation here. The Jets probably have a slightly better offense than the Bears, but I think they have a better defense at this point. Maybe not a better defense, but at least a more motivated one. The Bears seem like they gave up a little bit last week, especially that last play before the half. I mean, God, that was embarrassing. This Jets team's a little more motivated coming off that win against Houston. They looked really good against a Houston offense I have more faith in than this Arizona one. I don't know. I like the under and I like the Jets. I just can't decide which one I like more.
Yeah, that's fair. I think you're on the right side of both of them. I think I'm probably leaning more towards the under than a spread here, just because I could see this game coming out, you know, a field goal either way. But I don't mind fading the, you know, the Cardinals off of multiple wins in a row. Obviously, they play the Bears team. That, like you said, it kind of, especially at the end of the first half with that run, kind of just seemed like they just gave up on the game. And yeah. I don't think the Jets are going to be in the position to do that. So, I think, again, the Week 9 review did not get released, but I think we both kind of like the Jets a little bit. And I don't mind them. It's just I want to be there. I just, again, I could see this game. It's kind of coin flippy for me, whereas I feel a lot more confident in the under. So under 46 would be my play as of today, but I want to be on the Jets. I just need to get a little bit more information to get there.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm leaning right now. I got to do some, I'll do some digging on the under. There might be some pace stuff that I'm missing here that, might get me to the other side. But usually Aaron Rodgers teams are really slow. He likes to take all the time down on the play clock, and Arizona's super run heavy. So that would, you'd figure both those things would play to the under. But there's a reason it's at 46 and it's not moved. So I need to, figure out what's going on here. But I think there's a pretty good chance either the Jets or the under in this game is in my five. Sunday night action here. This is a good one. Lions, 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Houston Texans. Over under a solid 49 points here. Detroit, the best ATS record in the NFL at 7-1. They are 42-17 the last three seasons. That is insane. I don't see any reason to jump off them here, Cody. It might not end up being in my five, but I'll be betting them if it isn't. I'll tell you that right now. 3.5 is not a big enough number to take me off the Lions. If Nico Collins is back for Houston, that would probably pull me off the five, putting it in my five. But it's in contention. I don't see a real good reason to leave them here. I think this Houston team's a little overvalued. And Detroit's really goddamn good. 3.5's not a huge number for them to cover. The offense, defense, special teams, they're the ninth team since the merger to be top five in offense, defense, and special teams, according to DVOA, and six of the first eight won the Super Bowl. Two of the others, the two that didn't, one was the perfect 07 Pats, and the other one was a 2022 Buffalo team that was a very good team that I think, I'm assuming, ended up losing to the Chiefs. Or actually, that was the Bengals year. That was the DeMar Hamlin year. But anyway, so they're a very good company. Yeah, indoors. Ugh. They're going to roll them. I don't know. I think the Lions could put out their backups against the Jags and win that game. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that is a spot they might overlook. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's been weird. I have him on a fantasy squad, so I've been following the news as well. It's hard to make any sense of it for sure. Yeah, there's some teams, man, that are just they're just model breakers. So they like the books. I've said this a few times the past couple weeks, just in sort of general, not necessarily the Lions, but when you have these teams that you know these books have models that they are not going to deviate from when they're setting these lines. So you know, even if a team is just absolutely killing, you know, like the Pats in 07, like if you go back and look at those spreads week to week, you know, they didn't get to the point where they were, you know, 20 point favorites until week 10, 11, because they finally adjusted to, you know, what they were seeing. But, you know, they're not going to overreact week to week. I think they've just yet to really catch up to how good this Detroit team is. And 3.5 is just not nearly enough to get me off of them at Houston, who is a good team, but I think they're just that, just a good team. Not a great one. So indoors, I'll take the Lions. I'd probably at 3.5, I'd probably just pay up and just buy the 3 personally, but you know, I'll take them at 3.5 anyway. Last game, Miami at LA, the Monday night affair. Rams down to only 1 point favorites at home. Over under is 50.5. Thought this was pretty interesting. The Rams franchise is only 2-12 versus Miami all time. It's kind of funny in the NFL that you can have two teams that have only played 14 games against each other since the league began. Like, it's just kind of wild to think about because any other sport, you know, you're playing every team once or twice a year and, you know, those add up. Whereas in this case, it's literally only 14 games since the league began. They're only 1-7 as the LA Rams. They're 1-5 as the STL Rams. So I thought that was kind of interesting that the Rams have really, really struggled to beat Miami for whatever reason over the years. But yeah, Cody, this is a weird one. I think we're both a little weirded out that the line is only 1 now for the Rams. I know you were leaning that way when it was 2.5. Now it's 1. What do you think? There's no injury news or anything. I've been looking. I can't find anything. I thought that would be like Stafford injury news or something, but I got nothing. Yeah, man. This early in the week, too. Yeah, I do still kind of like the over. I usually just, yeah, like you said, we don't really love primetime overs. That was more of a last year trend. This year, Monday night overs have actually been pretty profitable. But either way, I think that at the end of the day, that really shouldn't enter our calculus. It's just too small of a sample size for me to really like get behind it. But if you're looking at it, you know, the Rams have scored 30 points against Minnesota at home with both their guys in tow, that being Puka and Cooper Kupp. I think this Miami defense is not nearly as good as that Vikings one, so you'd expect them to have some success. And then Miami, the last 2 weeks, 27 points each week against Arizona, you know, not too impressive. But on the road at Buffalo, decent defense, better than the Rams on the road, I'd say. And you're going to have perfect conditions here in a dome. So 50 is not a ton to ask. It's actually down to 50 in a lot of spots, so you can get a better number if you want. But I might end up there. I don't want to go based on our overall percentages. We probably shouldn't. I shouldn't be playing all sides. So I need to get a couple totals in there because they've been much more profitable for us overall. But I'm not going to force it. I'll probably look up and see again if there's like some sort of like pace metric that I'm not getting here that, you know, should push this thing under. But I like the over here. I think we should expect a lot of points on Monday night. All right. You got anything else for me, Coach? You wanna throw out some early leans real quick? I'll throw a couple of yours. I'll throw a couple of mine. That way, you know, if somebody wants to just skip to the end and listen, that we can give them an overview. Okay, real quick, Indy +4. I really like that. If it stays above 3, it'll be in my 5. Denver +8.5. Both of us like that one. New Orleans +3.5 at home. I like it more than Cody. If it's above 3, I'm probably gonna take it. Both of us like the Niners 5.5-point favorites on the road at Tampa. And Tennessee, LA under, it's actually up to 38.5. I'm fucking tripping. I don't know what's going on here, but I like that under most likely. Cody, anything you want to throw out there? It's disgusting, but yeah, it will be. Yeah. Sweet. All right. Let's go ahead and get out of here, Coats. Peace.